get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
All right, it's back, and here it is, Snake Pit.
Remember when you guys made that?
Mm-hmm.
And you remember what you made it for? To surprise me on the air with it. Like, we came out of break.
Uh-huh.
That was the rejoinder.
And you had no idea. You had no content whatsoever.
No. And I was like looking at you like, what are you doing? Like, yeah, let's go, man. Let's,
what do you got,
let's
man?
Hear what you got, man. This is going to be great.
Totally put you on the spot.
I was like, I don't have anything. Funny bit. So, all right. Let's start off by saying this is probably, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when I came in to the studio and I had a pretty good bout of poison ivy. And we had just moved to another house and the house backs up to a creek. And there's all kinds of stuff growing up around the trees and through the creek, and we have to be pretty careful with the ivy and stuff and make sure that the kids and dogs and all that stuff aren't getting wrapped up into poison ivy. Well, I just because I was out there a lot, I was with the dogs, it would get on the dogs, and then I would pet the dogs and it would get on me, or, you know, a baseball would go down in there and I would reach down mm-hmm. in there, go back in the woods a little bit and grab the ball, and I would end up with it on me. And I got it the first couple of years that I lived there. I got it probably 5 or 6 times. It got to the point, though, where I would get the rash and you would see it, but I became immune to the soreness, the itchiness, the discomfort, the irritation.
Because you'd had it so many times.
Yes, I had it enough over a 2 or 3 year span where it didn't affect me. All you saw was just red. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my God, man, what happened to you? And it looks like some sort of crazy, awful, who knows what, STD or something like that.
Because this is something I know so well.
Because poison ivy, when you get it and when you get a good case of it, I mean, it can ravage you. Remember Gordon got it a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
and he looked like he was dead. He looked
like a zombie.
His arms, he got it really, really, like, I've never seen anybody react to it the way he did.
I don't think I've had it but once in my life, and I was a kid.
If you got it, you know.
You used to
get it?
Yeah.
I try to avoid the woods.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but a lot of the time, you can't.
No.
Because at one of our houses, we had a lot of ground ivy.
Yes, and that just gets mixed in there.
Yeah, it gets mixed in there with that, and before long, it just, you know, it all looks pretty much the same. Just all looked like poo-poo.
And you really can't tell.
And Digger would get in there and wallow around and everything, and of course, dogs don't get it.
Nope.
But
they give it to you.
Next thing you know, I'm, you know, messing rough around with her, and I've got what she's got all over me.
Right. So, last week, I was down in there's a park down there by our house, and I took the youngest, and we were playing baseball. And he was hitting balls, and he hit a ball back into the woods, and I walked back into the woods, and I'm kind of rummaging around for the ball, and there's all kinds of plants and stuff down there, and I see him, and I'm like, I wonder if this is poison ivy, and I just reach down and grab the ball. Don't think anything about it. Go back to playing. It was hotter than hell that day, mm-hmm. you know, like high 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sweating. And again, I'm not realizing what I'm doing, but I'm rubbing my eyes. I'm rubbing my nose.
Yes.
You went to the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom. I did all this fun stuff. And the next morning, I woke up and my eyes, I told you guys this. I woke up the next morning, my left eye was like shut. And I was like, man, that is really weird. And I looked in the mirror, you know, and it was kind of swollen.
And you had a sneeze. Well, the thing that brought this on is you had a really bad sneezing episode where you had to down a bunch of Benadryl just to stop.
Yeah.
So we're thinking, oh, you're allergic to something.
Right.
And then like a day later, it got a little bit worse.
Yes.
And then you came in here to the control room after the third day.
Yes.
You rose again.
Uh-huh.
And said, you know that rash and that my eyeball and it's kind of on my arm, it hurts down there now.
Yeah.
So apparently when he went to the bathroom, he touched his papee.
Yeah.
And had poison ivy on his little soldier.
It got on my ween. And that'll make your ween kind of swell. Like, it's pretty bad looking. It's
gross,
it's,
man.
It's disgusting.
I need to look into this.
No, you don't. It's weird. But again, so I've had this so many times that it didn't really affect me. So then I woke up on...
purple!
I woke up on Saturday.
Not purple!
And it was all up and down my arm, and you can see the remnants of it here. It's just marks here and there.
Did your wife make you sleep in the dog room? So you didn't infect her?
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking this past Saturday?
This was this Saturday, yeah. And it got all over my hand. And it's like a new place every morning. And then yesterday, I woke up, and I'm not going to be too graphic here.
Oh!
But you see that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm basically showing...
That looks like poison ivy as I know it.
Yeah, showing them my pubis area. Not too far down there. So I woke up, and that was there. And that's about, you know... 2 inches down by the promised land, and it's a huge, huge rash. And again, it didn't itch. It wasn't totally uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, I wake up, and it is all over my balls.
Balls.
And let me tell you something.
The worst story I've ever heard.
Covered. I have more ball problems.
Okay. Just
so
your boys.
Dude.
Balls hanging down.
Dude.
Come on.
No.
Yes. Come on.
Balls hanging down.
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 Let's go home. So, it's really, really red. Well, for whatever reason, this immunity that I have concerning irritation and itch and stinging apply to the junk. And dude, when I woke up and realized that, I went to the bathroom and I was like, man, I don't feel very, and I'm kind of out of it. You know, I'm like, I'm sore down there. And I go to the bathroom, I'm like, oh my God. Because this
purple
knot of stuff you see up here, mm-hmm, below my belly button,
mm-hmm,
it looks twice as bad down there. And itches. Oh my God, does it itch? And it's the only area that I've had in the last 5 years that I've had this where it itches. And so I had to
Are you putting lotion on it?
Oh, dude.
I mean, more than normal?
Way more than normal. It is... seriously, so uncomfortable.
What does the doctor say?
It's point nothing.
No. Like with, as far as a good treatment.
You have to get. There's all kinds of lotions or whatever, calamine-y type stuff.
That's right.
That you get with that has 1% of.
You're gonna need an ocean of calamine lotion.
Benzoid peroxide.
Yeah, benzoid shintoid stoolit or something. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's got 1% of that stuff in there. The stuff you can get over the counter. And you just rub that everywhere that it itches. Well, again, I mean, I have all these red marks all over me where I've never had to use that stuff. And now down there, it is, I mean...
You just got to put a bucket of it underneath and just
yeah, just
got to
teabag the bucket.
Places the lotion in the basket.
Just kind of ease yourself down there into it.
I have to take ice cold showers because any warm water kind of exacerbates that itchiness down there. I'm not kidding you. You guys, it's you can't even describe how awkwardly uncomfortable and painful it is at the same time. If any heat touches it, it's like, oh, God! So it has to be like ice cold showers. And then here is the rub. And this is a pun that I'm sorry. When I say rub, I got like this sponge loofah type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very delicately like washing down there.
Like this is something you made a special trip to the store for
yes.
that you didn't have before?
Right.
Just to attend to this?
Just to attend to this because I didn't want to use my regular sponge thingy that I use to clean myself or a rag or whatever because I didn't want it to spread.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, yeah, I went and got this thing, this loofah, very soft sponge, and I start like in this ice cold shower, by the way, which is awful anyway, right? Whoever likes ice cold showers?
Mm-hmm.
And I start like rubbing down there with that thing. Let me tell you something.
Jeez.
Once you start, and you guys know how it is when you have poison ivy and you start itching and how good it feels.
Yeah.
Yes.
This was better than sex. And, like, you couldn't, I was just like, oh, God, it feels so good to scratch. Because you don't want to scratch it, but, like, just any
type of attention.
It's just like, oh, God, oh, Lord. Because it hurts so bad, but the itching feels so good. It's awful.
When is it going to go away?
Hopefully in the next couple days. Typically, these lesions and lines and marks, and you can really tell because it's, poison ivy, for whatever reason, leaves like this distinct line, like it's this linear, like it's aiming at something, typically.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a line of stuff. Well, this is just all over everywhere. And
it leaves the trail of agony.
It does, and hopefully it goes away in like 2 days. But I'm on day two of this down here.
Yeah.
Awful.
You should get your wife to help you with it.
I had to reapply right before work, and like you said, I might as well be teabagging a bucket of calamine.
Man, if that goes away in 2 days, that's getting rid of it very quick.
Well, I'm hoping the pain goes away. Why is it, though, that I don't itch anywhere else but there?
The anus?
Wait till it makes its way around to that.
You know,
because it's on a course,
you know,
clearly.
In the early 90s, I drove over here to Dallas with the oil baroness, my college girlfriend, and we went to a concert. It was called Yazger's Reunion, and it was kind of a Woodstock takeoff, and these dudes from SMU put it on, and it was very half-ass, and so she had to go to the bathroom and didn't want to wait in the porta-potty line. And I said, just go out there in the woods. No one will see you. Nobody gives a damn anyway. Well, she got poison ivy on her vajayjay.
Beautiful.
And you talk about pain.
Mm.
Yeah. But now I've got it. 20 years later.
It's nothing to mess around with, man.
It's not, honey. It is not.
I'm sorry about your nuts.
Thank you.
Dip them one more time tonight, though.
I will. I'll dip them for everyone. I'll post it on Twitter. I'm sure P1 Domo has already got a photo of me teabagging a bucket of calamine.
All right.
He will now.